Hey, back on downtown, it's time for this week's Shut Up and Eat as we get on board the telephone line and welcome in our friend Joe Riccio from Food Coma. Hello there, Joe.
How we doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Well, you know, it's been a long week, but I'm okay.
Yeah, you were down and out last week battling the stuff there. Are you feeling any better?
I am, and it wasn't COVID, so.
That's good.
We're good. Yeah, it was just a little rough. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hoping we can keep the power on here with these crazy winds in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. Allegedly. We'll see.
Yeah.
I feel like that storm last week was a bit of a anticlimactic situation, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, although, boy, the coast, they got it pretty rough.
I mean, Portland's been fine. I don't know about anybody else, but. I mean, at the same time, I live in my own little bubble, Rich, so I have no idea what's happening. I don't really know or care.
No. The hell with those people.
I have power. I don't care.
There you go. Well, last week, your illness inspired us for a topic here that we're going to discuss this week, and that's food to eat when you're under the weather, comfort food to make you feel better.
Yeah, and like I feel like under the weather can, you know, it covers a lot of situations, whether it's, you know, actually being sick, being hungover, or maybe even being depressed.
Like all of the above.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, like, I mean, my go-to, you know, hands down, I have to say, I have to start off with, because most people would say chicken soup, right? I mean, that's, like, the usual reaction. But I like Vietnamese pho, like you know, like a really aromatic broth. I'll usually go and order it without noodles. And just so it's like all about the broth. And you get that sort of nourishment from all, like, you know, it just kind of courses through your body and it's amazing. So, I mean, that's my number one go-to, I would say. And that's more for actually being sick, not so much self-inflicted.
Right, right. Yeah, actually being sick, you know, I go back, if it's physically sick, you know, as long as it's not nausea or anything like that, I'll go back to the old favorite from childhood. Give me that can of Campbell's tomato soup.
So you like the Campbell's tomato soup?
I do. And I want to throw some little saltines in there as well.
Oh, yeah, or oyster crackers.
Oyster crackers would be good, yep.
So anytime I'm dealing with a canned soup situation, I'm more of a Progresso guy, the Italian wedding soup.
Ooh, that's good.
There's a line in the movie True Romance where Clarence is adding a bunch of sugar to his coffee. And Lee Dernowitz, the producer in the scene, is like, I can't believe how much you're adding. And he's like, Lee, I'm not really satisfied until the spoon stands straight up. And that's how I feel about Ritz crackers. And soup. Like, I'll add enough Ritz crackers to a soup that I want the spoon to stand straight up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically like butter croutons. I love, like, taking the whole sleeve of them, and you crush them in the sleeve, and then you, like, and it pops the end of the sleeve while you're crushing them.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just unload it right into there. And that becomes it's almost like making Ritz porridge.
That sounds good to me. Now, if it's other kind of maladies, though, boy, I want something spicy. Give me some chili, something along those lines.
Yeah, definitely. Or even like take out Chinese.
Oh yeah.
And then you load it up with a sriracha when it gets there. Like lo mein, I find it's pretty infallible because it satisfies that kind of like need for spaghetti in a way.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you get the beef because even like the worst Chinese restaurants, I mean, like they treat the beef usually with like baking soda where they marinate it and kind of beat it up a little bit. And that's why it's always tender, even the worst restaurants. Like, they're like, wow, why is the beef here more tender than like an expensive steakhouse sometimes? And yeah, I feel like you need that, some rangoons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That sounds
good. Gotta have the Rangoon. Gotta have the fried food. Gotta have something fried.
Yep, I'll take that. I'll even, there are times I'll even reach into the freezer, you know, save them for emergencies, you know, some of those god awful, but they're perfect at the right time. Some of those frozen mozzarella sticks, something like that.
I actually have some of those in the fridge. In the freezer. I feel the same way about those as I feel about, like, I mean, as you know, like, I am sort of the master of meatballs. And I could, you know. But at the same time, like, I love the Subway meatball sub. And so, like, I love buying those, like, usually it's an Italian flag color on the bag of frozen meatballs at Hannaford or wherever. And, like, reheating those.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Rao's or Rao's or whatever, you know, marinara or vodka sauce, even better. Because the vodka sauce usually has the cheese already in it. And there's something I find very comforting about really cheap meatballs. Because they're not the kind of meatballs I make, but there's this, like, you know, that sort of like oregano, I don't know what it is. Like, about them, but it just kind of works. They have that weird, like, bouncy texture to them that, like, normal meatballs don't have. And I'm all about that.
And I'm whether it's with meatballs or without, little spaghetti. Little spaghetti's going to make me feel good no matter what's ailing me, with a little bit of red sauce. And that Rao's right out of the jar is pretty good stuff.
Rao's is the best, hands down, is the best jarred pasta sauce you can buy.
I agree.
I also like the Maria's. I don't know if they have it up there, but it's like a local Portland place. They do it in Hannaford here, so I'm assuming it's up there. Maria's is very good, but Rao's is the best. And the vodka sauce from Rao's, I think, is the absolute best.
Oh, like, very good. Yeah,
it is like I said, because it has the cheese already in there. So when you add additional cheese to it, it gets even better. And there's something about that, and like DiCecco spaghetti or fusilli, that just works for me when I'm feeling sick. Like when I'm just like, I need something I'm going to be able to taste. It's heavy enough to put me to sleep, you know.
Oh yeah, and when I was a kid, it was, you know, even more basic. It was like elbow macaroni, the Prince's elbow macaroni, just drowning in some butter.
Beefaroni.
Oh, beefaroni. Ooh, ooh, no. Ooh, no. Oh. Don't get me near Chef Boyardee.
Because that's, you know, like, that was it growing up. I mean, was the, I was kind of like the SpaghettiOs with the hot dogs in it. And I hate myself for saying that.
No. That is a fine guilty pleasure right there.
It's disgusting. But there's something about it.
I'm sure if I had them now, I would question everything about my childhood.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When was the last time you had SpaghettiOs? I mean, I haven't had them for probably 30 years, 35 years. Have you eaten them at all?
Like, I'm trying to think. My son ate them a little bit when he was very young. I think I might have stolen a few then, because I did like, I said, I even then, I still like the taste of the god-awful little meatballs they included.
Yeah, God, they're good, right? And like, we used to always talk about that show, The Food That Made America, right?
Oh, yeah.
And like, I love the whole story of like Chef Boyardee.
Yes.
I love how they Americanized it. With the Y's and the E's.
Right, right, because nobody was sure what he was when he spelled his name the actual way. Oh.
That's right. Chef Boyardee. But, yeah, no, I mean, like, you know, and it's funny with, like, those kind of foods. I'm trying to think of, like, you know, I still love a good, like, Red Baron pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Like the Supreme.
Yep.
With the black olives and everything. I don't know. There's, like, something about that. I think that, like, I could probably sum up, you know, I guess we're talking about being under the weather, which, again, we've talked about. But it's about nostalgia. Like, all these childhood things are what make you feel good when you're sick, you know?
Oh, yeah. I will eat, and it's one of the few times, because I know they're not that great for me, but if somebody brought me a brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart when I wasn't feeling well, I would hug them, even if I didn't know them.
See, I'm more of a toaster strudel guy.
Oh,
Pop Tart guy.
Nice.
Toaster strudels are the bomb. And the problem with toaster strudels, though, is that, like, you know, they give you only as many frosting packets as there are toaster strudels.
Right, which is not enough.
Just not enough. Like, I always end up using, so I always end up having a naked toaster strudel at the end because I used all the frosting on the other one.
Right. That's like the old, I think they were Pillsbury, the cinnamon rolls that came in the tube with that little the little container of frosting.
So good.
Oh, my Lord.
So good. I mean, it's like people, you know, people get very high and mighty about, like, you know, not eating really crappy food. But crappy food sometimes is like, that's what you need.
Yeah.
I mean, you need, like, crescent rolls and cinnamon buns from, like, Pillsbury.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing, if I'm not feeling great, going to the kitchen, I'm going to grab those Thomas's English muffins and your little peanut butter maybe on there. Ooh.
That's why.
Yeah.
You know, I'll use, like, good, like, Kerrygold butter.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, I mean, the king of the English muffin is Thomas's. Like, I don't want, I mean, artisanal, whatever, English muffins. Like, yeah, I guess they can be good. But, like, I really want a Thomas's bun when I'm feeling. And also, by the way, the cinnamon raisin ones make the best breakfast things.
Yes, oh, yeah, they're great.
Yeah. And another thing I do that's really easy when I'm feeling kind of beat up is I get the Sapporo instant ramen that's in the Asian aisle at most supermarkets. And I buy boxes of chicken stock. I usually use the Kettle and Fire brand. I think it's really great. I mean, but if not, Swanson's will do in a pinch. And you make that instant ramen and you just throw like three eggs into the broth, like cooking broth with the ramen. And that's amazing.
That sounds pretty good.
It's awesome.
Like, now, what my wife will do, she'll take, and sometimes it's Kraft, but a lot of times it's the Annie's mac and cheese in the box, and she'll toss in maybe a little diced ham into that and a little extra cheese, little hot sauce. Oh, my. Yes, indeed.
The hot dogs. Nathan's hot dogs are my favorite hot dogs. And, yeah, hot dogs and Kraft mac, especially with hot sauce. And I don't use milk. I use usually sour cream as the dairy base.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Because it adds a little tanginess to it. And
nice.
Again, the Kerrygold butter, which to the layperson we call KGB. you know, for the layperson. Kraft Mac is really the ultimate, like, blank canvas.
Yes.
In the world. Like, yeah. And if you're, like, feeling bad about anything, whether you're, you know, maybe somebody just broke up with you, maybe your life is falling apart, Kraft mac and cheese is probably going to make that a little better for you.
You're right.
Like, it's just one of those things. It's like you can add anything to it, and it's going to make you happy. If you're not happy eating a bowl of Kraft mac and cheese, then there's probably no hope for you.
Right. It's over. It's gone. Well, Joe, I hope you...
You might... We're not going to say it.
No. Don't even want to know. You call us. If it gets to that point, if you're eating that Kraft Mac and you're not feeling a little better, you ring us
call
up.
Call the Rich Kimball hotline.
Yes. Joe and I will be there to bring you joy.
Yes. Well, I'll come over and make you Kraft Mac and cheese. If not, you know, then we'll just know you're done.
That's a plan right there.
That doesn't make you happy.
Well, Joe, I hope some food brings you some joy this weekend, and we'll do this again next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Good night.
Thanks, Joe. See you later. Joe Riccio from Food Coma with us here on Downtown.